Welcome to another exciting podcast episode of The Decline and Fall of America. I am Charles Factor, your worldwide podcasting host, broadcasting live from the relatively new studios in the great state of North Carolina. Today we have an interesting and fascinating subject. We're going to be talking about the city of Baltimore and how it is giving away homes for $1. That is right, you can get a home, one of 13,000 homes that are currently vacant in the city of Baltimore that the city will give to you for $1. Now, you may ask yourself, well, gosh, how will I fix up this home? You don't even have to worry about having money to renovate the homes. City of Baltimore will give you free money to renovate the homes that they are giving you for free. Why is that? Well, City of Baltimore currently has 13,000 homes that are now vacant, basically due to violent crime in the city, right? Baltimore used to be a great American city. It is now a cesspool of gang violence, illegal immigrants, homeless, drug addicts, alcoholics. We got mentally ill, people just out of jail, high rates of violent crime, high rates of property crime, absolutely lousy public schools, and very few jobs. And almost no commercial business is left open because all the junkies rob them. So hard to get groceries, hard to go to a drugstore, hard to do anything because the city of Baltimore has lost all of its good citizens, and mostly what you have there now are criminals and victims. Tough place to live, but you can get a free home there if you want one. I'll read you this article and we'll discuss it afterwards. I mean, what does it say when a city has 13,000 homes that are vacant and the city is giving away essentially the homes for $1 plus free renovations if you're willing to live there? Of course, who's willing to live there if a gang's going to show up right away, extort you for money, rape your wife and children, put a gun to your head, steal your car and your bicycle, break into your house, and take everything you have at gunpoint? I mean, what is the point? But you can have a free home in Baltimore now. That's how bad things have gotten in America's major cities. This isn't just Baltimore anymore, people. This is almost every major city in the country. But our failed politicians of our broken and corrupt political parties, as part of our broken and corrupt federal government, continue to give trillions of dollars away to foreign governments. At the same time, they leave our Mexican border open and undefended. At the same time, they have ignored the true source of danger and violence to Americans, which is crime in the inner cities. That's what's going on in America. And you can ask yourself, is this just yet another sign of the decline and fall of America or not? So I'm going to read you the article. It's an article from the Daily Mail newspaper. Daily Mail newspaper isn't ignoring the problem like American newspapers tend to ignore the problem. American television tends to ignore the problem. But the people overseas are horrified by it. It's not happening in their cities. They would never let it happen to their cities, right? Go all over Europe, travel all you want. That is not happening there. They would not tolerate this level of lawlessness. But I'll read you the article from the Daily Mail newspaper, which comes out of England, the United Kingdom. I'll probably read just part of the article. They tend to be long, but their articles tend to be statistical research and database, which I prefer because I like research data and statistics. And then you can make up your own mind, and I will make up my own. So here is the article. Again, you can find this in the dailymail.com online. Quote, the city of Baltimore is selling vacant homes for $1 apiece to revive its struggling neighborhoods. Currently, there are more than 13,000 homes in the city which sit vacant, often abandoned due to high rates of violent crime. The city now owns close to 1,000 of them in what has amounted to an unsuccessful bid to address a decades-old problem. However, with a new program just passed by Mayor Brandon Scott, individual buyers and community land trusts are now eligible to buy the city-owned vacant homes for as low as $1. Small nonprofits can also purchase the homes, however, for $1,000 apiece. Developers and larger nonprofits can get a piece of the pie, but they have to pay $3,000. Officials explain the sales program in an official statement. Interesting, isn't it? Well, and sad. Let's continue. Quote, currently more than 13,000 homes in the city are sitting vacant, often abandoned due to violent rates of crime. The city owns close to 1,000 of them in what's amounted to an unsuccessful bid to address this decades-old problem. quote, Baltimore City Housing Department Development Division strategically acquires and manages these vacant and abandoned properties, ultimately enabling these properties to be returned to productive use and improving Baltimore's neighborhoods. Quote, the fixed pricing program will allow for certain city-owned vacant buildings and lots and specific housing market typologies to be sold for a fixed price. Fixed pricing means transparency and to streamline the disposition process in the city's stressed neighborhoods, which are most impacted by the vacant properties. The bulletin goes on to lay out which of the 1,000 city-owned buildings are actually for sale, revealing it's 200 of them. Prospective tenants were pointed to the Buy Into BeMore website, where opportunities are posted and can be claimed. There is a limit of 12 properties per application. Some have side and backyards. It's kind of interesting, isn't it? I guess, you know, you can get a house with a side and a backyard. Quote, some have side and backyards and all are boarded up. While building sales must be for residential development, organizers reiterated, adding that applicants must provide proof of funding for each property rehabilitation. A minimum of $90,000 in prospective assets is required, as the majority of shuttered homes are not up to code. Just continuing on with this article, it's a long one, I'm skipping along. Here's some more of it. Quote, applicant experience and readiness for the prospective projects will also be subject to scrutiny, as well as their criminal history. Applicants must pass these stipulations within 12 months of applying or lose out on the opportunity permanently. For properties that are sold as residences, city officials ask that the buyers pay a prorated portion of the $3,000 calculated on the year it is sold. To qualify for the $1 opportunity, homeowners must maintain the building as a primary residence for 5 years, after which they can obtain an occupancy permit that is obtained within 12 months of the purchase. Community land trusts center around affordable housing will also have access to the $1 fixed pricing, while other opportunities range from $500 to $3,000. These include a litany of vacant lots and homes to be bought by developers who will be required to pass the same criteria as the homeowners. Well, the article goes on from there. That's all I'm going to read. It's a long one. But you can see how desperate the city of Baltimore is. And again, as I mentioned earlier, this is not just the city of Baltimore. This is happening all over the United States. I mean, what can you say? Our cities have collapsed. They're not collapsing. They've already collapsed. An empire does not have broken and collapsed, violent, gang-controlled cities with 13,000 abandoned properties. But America does, right? A good empire doesn't, but America does. So while we're giving away trillions of dollars thanks to our federal government to countries overseas to help them out, our own nation has completely fallen apart thanks to the basically terrible political parties and corruption that we have on our domestic sphere. You're free to choose either one of these broken and corrupt political parties. Of course, I am free to proclaim that they are obviously broken and corrupt. And evidence and exhibit number one, market is exhibit number one, is this. The decline and fall of American cities is a clear sign of the decline and fall of America. What do you think? I'm Charles Factor, wishing you a great day.